What's up? Do you hate being outside of your comfort zone? Does it feel uncomfortable? Well, you're in luck. We're going to talk about being outside of your comfort zone today. This is the Existential Stoic Podcast. I'm Danny here with Randy. What's up?
Yo, Danny.
So, do you not like being uncomfortable and outside of your comfort zone?
Dude, absolutely freaking hate being uncomfortable. And the paradox is like that's the only way to really live is like either you constantly live outside your comfort zone, or if you just hang around in your comfort zone long enough, life is just going to kick you upside the head and force you outside your comfort zone.
Or it's just gonna pass right by you, dude. That's the other thing. But
Yeah.
you know what's funny about the comfort zone thing though is like you know immediately when you're outside of it. And it can be that really do you ever have that like weird, like almost like alienated or disassociating feeling when that happens where you're like, oh shit, like this is not for me.
Yeah, it's like this is uncomfortable. Oh no. And it's one of those things where like it's really uncomfortable. Like, I guess that's why they call it the comfort zone and being uncomfortable. But like, it's really uncomfortable. And it's like everything, you can almost feel like this visceral thing in your gut that's just like, I do not want this right now. Like, it would be so much easier if this wasn't happening.
Yeah. Can we define the comfort zone? How would you define it?
Oh.
I would say like
The zone of things not being uncomfortable.
the zone of comfort.
Area where things are not uncomfortable.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, it's like I always think it was like that area of like where things are easy. Like where your expect where what you expect is what you can accomplish. Like where you have a good sense of like, you know, basically like you have a good sense of control, I guess, and like prediction. You know what's going to happen. Things are kind of normal. So outside your comfort zone can be anytime you're in a weird place, strange place, new place, or like just doing new things. And I think that is really the key though, is like it always happens when we're trying new stuff usually, or something that's different from our norm. But those are also all the times that we grow, find new things, expand our horizons, expand ourselves, you know, expand our, you know, social interactions, all that stuff. So it's like you said, like you almost can't be out of it. It's weird.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head there. It's like in order to grow, it's essential to be outside your comfort zone. But a lot of times even if you do choose it, it's not really like you're choosing to be outside your comfort zone. You're choosing some type of like future that you think will bring you happiness or whatever. And in order to do that, it brings you outside of your comfort zone. Or on the other hand, it's just like life situations. Like some people recently were telling me how life basically forced them out of their comfort zone. And it's not that the things they had to do were completely ridiculous, but they're uncomfortable things. I mean, I would equate them to being like tax-like things. It's like one of those uncomfortable things that you have to do, and you just hope and pray that like maybe not this year. I don't know.
There's all those hard things that are just going to happen in life, you know, like people are gonna die, there's gonna be like accidents, you know, things are gonna happen, and then we, you know, those are like that's when life does it, right? Because you don't have a choice. You can't like, I mean, I guess you could theoretically not deal with it, but then you're clearly missing something like important or not doing something important. So yeah, it is. It's weird. Like we, in many cases, I think we don't have a choice. But I think, when, like you said, when we do choose it, it can be really good. Have you ever? This is another interesting one. I was thinking about this the other day because I had this feeling yesterday, and it's a rare one for me. But like you're doing all these new things, right? Like we both are doing a lot of new stuff, and it's been really fun. And I realized yesterday, I was like, I felt so grateful being able to do that stuff. And it was a nice moment where like all these new things I'm doing aligned with like exactly like feeling good and like the good life, you know, and whatever. And like I, even though I'm outside of my comfort zone on certain things, I don't feel that way, which is weird. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I think also what you're saying there's like so like we think of within our comfort zone and outside of our comfort zone being like two areas. You're either in your comfort or out of it. But actually, I've seen it as like a three-shelled model. Okay, so think about like a jawbreaker that has three layers instead of two. So like in the center there's your comfort, and then outside of there's discomfort and growth. And then outside of that is like overwhelm. And
Oh,
so
yeah, okay.
it's so I think that's like a lot better model because you can be outside your comfort zone and it can be good as long as you're in the discomfort growth area. But once you get into that overwhelm, like shock, trauma, stress, shutdown, fight or flight phase, like once you get there, you just need to like do whatever is necessary to get back into a more comfortable area.
I like that too, because that also gives you a nice explanation for why, like, what counts as like that comfort zone, it varies so much. Like, so, you know, I was just thinking, like, you know, when I was like in the past, when I was struggling or depressed or something, like, you know, that area would be much smaller, you know, so going outside of it way easier, right? It's like you just fly out of it almost all the time. I mean, that's what it feels like. So, yeah, I like that. That's actually a really good model. It's funny because, like, oh, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, like, part of my education recently has just been noticing when I'm outside of that growth area, because like you and I both, we like to learn, we like to grow, we're always, you know, it's always a cold dark night on this side of Everest. But like actually noticing when I push myself too hard, or when life pushes me too hard and I get into that fight or flight, because I literally, like, I don't know what it does physiologically, but like literally there's this feeling in like the pit of my stomach where I'm just like, I need to get out of here. And until I address that, it's just really bad.
Yeah, it is funny, dude. If it's like I'm not learning things, I don't know what the hell to do with myself. It is funny. It's like a compulsion.
We're learnaholics.
No, but I agree with you. I think that's it's a good way to look at it, because it is like, it's so funny how too there's times like, maybe that is it, like, because I'm thinking back to like times, days where I've been like working on something new, and like you hit that point in the day where like things have been going well, but then you hit a problem or something that's really difficult. And that frustration starts. And like you're probably tired because it's the end of the day. I mean, this is what happened. I'm thinking of a specific instance, but right. So that tiredness kicks in, the problem's there. And then like it's like it hits a breaking point. I guess that's fight or flight, where like I start like playing, I'm like, I can't do this. This is, I'm never gonna work, blah, blah. But reality is like I just need to take a break. And then like, you know, invariably I wake up the next morning and I feel fine. And the problem's easier to deal with, you know?
Well, and it's difficult because we live in a culture that doesn't allow us breaks. Like, I'm taking this mindful self-compassion course right now. One of the things they talk about is called compassionate closing, where like sometimes to deal with a situation, you actually have to like shut down and distance yourself and do all these things. And they equate it to like being a hand. You know, like your hand can open, but if it stays open all the time, it's paralyzed. Your hand can close, but if it stays closed all the time, it's paralyzed. So like either of those to stay that way all the time is not a functional way of being. It needs to open and it needs to close in order to be a functional hand. And the same thing with us. Like sometimes we interact with things, we're open, but also sometimes we need to close.
Yeah, it's funny. I think we don't give ourselves, well, we're not compassionate with ourselves at all. And it's like, I think a lot of us have, it's kind of like that, you know, we're not. And it's like kind of like that idea of happiness where like we think we need to be like always in this elated state, which is just ridiculous. Like you couldn't maintain that, right? We have these ideas of like these fixed states as being the goal, or like you're getting work done, it's going well, and you just want to stay in that zone the whole, it'll be like you can't stay there 24/7. You would just die. It doesn't work. And like I think that's the weird thing. Like we get in our head that we want this fixed state, but like fixed states don't exist. And I think you know, that's absolutely, like, to be competitive, you have to take breaks. I've been doing that a lot more now, like, where I just stop doing shit. And I've been trying to be more conscientious about, like, not doing work at night past a certain point, and not, you know, like, to, like, actually give myself time to, like, and I am happier, I will admit, like, because, you know, you're not running yourself ragged all the time.
That's a great thing to notice, because as difficult as it may be to recognize it, like, we're all going to die. And so like I look at this recently, like, you know, there are clubs and groups that, because I mean I've been dealing with an injury for a while, and so I had to stop a lot of things. And like there are clubs and groups where I was very, very involved in it, doing it every week, multiple times a week, and then I disappeared for 2 months and nobody cared. You know?
It goes
and
on.
It's like, yeah, but like my ego is like, but I was such a part of this. And I'm looking at this like, wow, this is actually like everything that I think is so important in my life is just going to keep on going without me. So it's okay for me to take those breaks.
Did you notify them though, too?
In some cases? No. No.
Oh, that's good. Well, you know, it's yeah, it is funny. Like, I think about, I try to remind myself that a lot too, when things, like, even like, especially cases where like you need to say no to something, like, you know, like just reminding myself that like I can't do everything. And also, everybody also understands. Like, nobody expects you to do everything. Nobody expects you to take on everything. And
Nobody except for you expects you to do
yeah, that's
everything.
the funny thing, right? And like, most people, like, if you tell somebody, like, oh, you know, this severe thing happens, somebody died, or like, I'm sick, or whatever, most people are like, okay, yeah, that's fine, dude. Like, we'll do it later. Like, it's not a big deal. And it's funny how much stress and pressure we put on ourselves. Like you said, right? To be that's like, we're so important. All this will fall apart without us. But the reality is it'll keep going. It'll keep going when we die. And new things will happen and change, you know? It's really, yeah.
And so it comes back to the just like the whole stress of, I guess it's the learning to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. That's the
Yeah.
trickiest thing.
That's always, I think, that's one of the original things that drew me to philosophy was it fascinated me that all these people in throughout history have like spent so much time just thinking about like these questions about basically our mental health and the person we are. And I've always found that fascinating because it's like, you know, like you look at like Marcus Aurelius and stuff, who spent so much time dwelling on these questions over and over again, reminding himself that we all die, reminding himself he's not that important, even though, you know, for all intents and purposes, he was very important, but like he's also not, you know, in a broader perspective. Once he gets out of the human perspective, he's just another human being. Like it's kind of like very meaningless, right? And I think it's interesting, like to get yourself to really give yourself time to like think that way, you really see like we make so much stuff out to be more than it is, make ourselves out to be so important, and all this stuff that really detracts from us living life and enjoying it.
Yeah, one thing that I really love about reading the Stoics is that they recognize that these difficulties in life, that's what makes you. And also, like the terrible stuff that happens, it doesn't matter because it's still up to you to make the best of it.
Well, dude, Epictetus is great with that, right? I mean, he was a slave. And like, even though, and granted, like, I don't know. I would like to say I don't think he was just writing that way. I think he actually did believe it because given, you know, his whole life and all, but like, you know, he's very like looks back on that, it's just like, well, it happened. You know, like, what am I gonna do? He could have spent his whole life being miserable about that, angry at the guy that broke his leg and all this stuff, but instead he becomes a sage, basically, and like you know, has emperors coming to him to seek advice. Like, it's pretty impressive when you think of it that way. The power of not giving up, realizing that this shit happens, and you just have to move on from it. Yeah. Because that could be overwhelming, you know?
Dude,
And what
totally, totally. So
was
yeah,
it? Zeno, like, lost all of his stuff. He was like a
everything.
merchant, lost everything, and still became a Stoic.
Yeah, he's like, whatever, it was the
Yeah.
best thing that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things how, like, looking back, that I think, hindsight is 2020. That's what they
Dude,
say.
yeah,
So, like, looking
totally.
back, you can look back on these terrible situations and you'd be like, you know what? That was actually good that that happened. But in the moment, it is the worst, like,
Oh yeah.
absolute terror, the
Well,
worst.
that's the other funny thing is we all reinterpret our past into this narrative. And so even like, I mean, everybody does it, right? I might look back at some of the worst times of my life, and I do look back at them fondly now because, like, it also built the person that is sitting here now. You know, it was also crucial for me becoming me. So it's like when you look at it that way, it's necessary. Or like, you know, I like that because Nietzsche talks about that too. Like, you know, you can't change one thing in the past without changing the everything, right? And like, so if I look back and I'm like, oh, I wish that never happened. Well, it's like, well, then I probably wouldn't have met the people that I engage with now. I probably wouldn't have done like. You know, it's like all these things would change. So, do I want a different life? Because that's really what I'm saying, and that's kind of a moot point because I can't do anything about that. So it's like you have to make it happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice.
Yeah.
So there you have it then. I guess, you know, what was the topic?
No idea. Something about
Yeah,
comfort zones.
that's right. Yeah. Okay, we'll get there. Hold on. Yeah. All right. So there you have
Take
it. Being
two.
outside. We're totally not. Anyway, being out of your comfort zone. Hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Listen wherever you get your podcast. Check it out on YouTube. Please like, share, subscribe. It helps us out a lot. Even write a review. That'd be awesome. We'll be back later this week with another episode, though. Until then, this is the Existential Stoic Podcast. Later.
Later, Danny.